USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is traveling to Ukraine amid tensions with Russia. The trip comes as there are growing concerns of a possible Russian invasion of Ukraine after the Biden administration released information indicating Russia was planning a pretext invasion. Indiana Republican Congresswoman Victoria Spartz criticizes Russia's military aggression towards Ukraine.
It's sad for me to see that countries like Russia are moving back and aligning themselves with dictatorial regimes, and it's very bad for Europe and creates a lot of instability and headaches for us.
The airline industry is calling on the federal government to block 5G wireless signals near airports or face severe disruptions. A major 5G rollout is scheduled to begin on Wednesday, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
A report from the Michigan Office of the Auditor General ties Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer's administration to more COVID-19 deaths at long-term care facilities than previously reported.
The report from Michigan's Auditor General released on Monday came several days after media coverage, criticism, and a letter from the State Health Department challenging the report's findings. The report identified 7,010 COVID-19 deaths linked to long-term care facilities between January 1, 2020 and July 2, 2021. That's 1,511 more deaths than what the state had reported. Tudor Dixon, who's a Republican running to unseat Governor Whitmer in November, said Whitmer's worse than New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The Democratic-led Senate is debating a voting rights bill. This is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
A Wisconsin judge is banning the use of election drop boxes. Ahead of the 2020 election, the Wisconsin Elections Commission permitted the drop boxes. Some 500 drop boxes were set up across the state, collecting tens of thousands of absentee ballots in the 2020 general election. Attorney Luke Berg saying the guidance from the Wisconsin Election Commission on absentee ballot drop boxes was unlawful. There are just two legal methods to cast an absentee ballot in Wisconsin, through the mail or in person at a clerk's office. Auto prices will stay up in 2022. Experts saying there remains pent-up demand for vehicles, with new car prices last year rising 7% and used cars costing 37% more than in 2020. Only 19% of all vehicles sold last year cost under $30,000, compared to more than half in 2012 being under that price. Americans continue to show their love for video games. Consumer spending on video games in the United States came in at over $60 billion last year, which is an 8% increase from the year before. Gains were made in all areas, including console and PC subscription spending, as well as VR hardware and accessories. Mobile game sales also increased by 14% from the previous year. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.